Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I love that immortalized for a period that I don't know how long will be me yelling that if Lil Kiki says it's off the slide, then it's off the slide.
Off the slide.
You are indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
Mama call him Clay?
I'm going to call him Clay. That's just what it is. Yeah. You know, that's the guiding principle here. We were just talking about the breaking news on the morning that Mike McDaniel will be let go of by the Miami Dolphins. And it led to a conversation about, you know, what the Texans do at offensive coordinator, what could happen with more and more jobs being open and Matt Burke being a prime candidate. Somebody was saying that, you know, him calling, you know, him not calling the defense for D'Amico for so long is not going to give him an opportunity. I think that this year gave him a lot of shine taking over and seeing the defense get better. I don't know how much you could say specifically just because he was calling the defense. There's other factors, but I think that you give him credit for what this defense has done.
I think for the simple fact that this defense was getting so much love nationally.
Yes.
And his name was coming up. It wasn't just D'Amico. His name was coming up.
And this isn't his first ride.
No.
He's been around.
Yeah. What, like something like 11, 12 seasons in the league? Yeah. Something like that?
Yeah. Nah, his name definitely going to pop. I don't know if he's going to get a head coaching job this year, but it's going to pop up.
I think he might.
His name going to pop up.
And the other thing about all this, and I know we're going to talk about Mike Tomlin here, but just real quick, the other thing about this is when people hire like a Saban disciple or whatever, they're hiring not just that guy for what he's done, but for the fact that he's learned how to run a program.
Yeah.
You know, and Matt Burke working so closely with D'Amico Ryans and the swarm and how they built the character guys and the types of people they bring in and how they play. That's what you're hiring.
Yeah.
Well, not just that. Yeah. I think that what thing you have to remember is not just the X's and O's, those things. It's the soft skills.
Yeah.
And he is so good at that.
He's a great personality.
And it comes across quick. So, like, I'm sure he's fantastic in an interview. It's there with the substance. I'm not trying to say that it's flash early and then nothing behind it.
Sure.
The substance is there, but getting that substance across quickly, he has a knack for that.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for earning a job in that way. If you walk into an interview and can immediately charm the person you're talking with, but then also hit them with substance, I imagine that gives you a higher opportunity of making that happen. So,
yeah, that was always my beef whenever we was talking about the offensive, finding the offensive head coach, and especially if it's somebody under, let's say like an Andy Reid, I'm just like, oh, he don't call play.
It doesn't matter. You're running the program.
Yeah,
you're
like it's not all about just calling the plays as a head coach. Are you a leader of men? Can you command a whole team? Can you run a whole program deal?
Yeah.
So I think that's a big part of it, too.
But we'll see. We'll see. We've got time before we get to that place. We've got time before Matt Burke even starts any level of interviews in this coaching carousel. What we don't have too much time for is the Texans matching up with the Steelers. We got a little bit. You got through the weekend. Monday night, obviously, you'll hear that here on Sports Radio 610. Mike Tomlin, the opposing head coach and obviously a well-respected man in the league, when it comes to his accolades and his time in, he stepped to the podium to talk about this game upcoming. And he started by talking about, you know, this Texas team and how they play like the head coach played when he was on the field.
That group sets the pace for them. They play with great energy and emotion. They play well as a collective. They have an appetite for rising up in moments. It just seems like every week you're seeing game-changing and game-deciding plays from their defense in terms of closing close ball games out. They make the necessary plays in weighty moments. But you don't get in this tournament unless you had your moments. You certainly don't win 9 straight unless you have continuity and complementary play. They're good in all 3 phases. I think about D'Amico Ryans when I watched their tape and how he played the game, and a tip of the cap to him. I think the Houston Texans play collectively the way that he did. They're tough and smart. They play and play to win. They play with emotion, as I mentioned. And so, man, really excited. Don't take home playoff games for granted. Certainly don't take home Monday night playoff games for granted. Man, it's an honor to be in this position. Excited about it. But I and we show respect to that.
All right, so first of all, it's just always a pleasure to listen to Mike Tomlin talk.
He just says things in weird ways.
Well, stay tuned for confessions. Stay tuned for confessions.
I just want him to do a "we do not care," and that's it.
Yeah, stay tuned for confessions. But beyond that, I mean, could not have been more effusive about what D'Amico Ryans is, what his defense has done. And then he got a little bit more specific on the rush ends. And I want to hear that, because then that'll lead to a question I have for you. And that is Mike Tomlin talking about Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson.
On the defensive side of the ball, they just got a kick butt unit. They do. They got a top flight edge tandem in Hunter and Anderson. They got a top flight corner tandem on the outside. And so they rush very well. They cover very well. They're not trying to split the atom schematically. They don't have to when you have corners and edge rushers like that. I'll start first with the edge rushers. Will Anderson and Hunter are simply the most dynamic edge rush tandem in the National Football League in 2025. They got 27 sacks between them. I think it's 12 for Anderson, 15 for Hunter. They're a formidable group. You could talk about the things that you need to do schematically to minimize them and all of that. It's nothing that they haven't seen. We better stay out of a bunch of one-dimensional passing circumstances, because if we're in those circumstances, we're going to be in trouble. And that's just the reality of it. They do a good job of being aggressive and combative in coverage. They got a really good secondary. Petrie, their safety slash nickel, very versatile, and he displays that versatility on the back end and in safety circumstances, and also in his ability to cover and blitz as a nickel. They got a real good linebacker tandem, man, that's highly active and productive. They minimize big plays. I was just looking at their statistical profile. They're top five in most, you know, in most statistical categories. Points, I think they're number one in yards per game. They're in the top five in rush defense and pass defense, scoring, yards.
Yep.
And so certainly they've been top tier and elite in just about all areas all year with that group.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50. Now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, so
Tomlin was like, I bet he had a blast.
Oh my God!
If Tomlin was not playing against this team, he would just be in here.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that portion of this, but yeah,
we get it. But in a weird way, so effusive about the defense. Don't split the atoms; they just come straight at you. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. The rush ends. We better not be in some compromised positions or whatever.
No, he said we should not be in very basically simple passing circumstances.
Yeah.
Which is funny because when you talk about trying to stop edge rushers like this, you would think max protect, and that ends up with two guys in a route, which, again, is what he's talking about.
Right.
Which, interestingly enough, does that give his hand away? Because if you are in passing situations, even if you're going to take shot plays, which it feels like the Steelers need to have, I think Dan Orlovsky on NFL Live was talking about the idea that, or actually he was on with McAfee. Mm-hmm. He was saying the Steelers need to take shots. Well, in order to do that, you've got to make sure you give Aaron Rodgers time to take the shot. And in that instance, you'll be likely in a circumstance where you have few guys in a route, and he's saying we need to stay out of that.
Well,
is it possible that they just go, we're going to match the physicality that they have with our physicality, which is running the damn ball?
Thank you. That, in a weird way, all he's talking about is pass rush and don't get in these bad positions. And it got me thinking about a text that you sent us yesterday afternoon.
Look at you actually liking one of my texts.
I like all your texts.
Well, no, you don't. No, don't lie to me.
That is a lie. But I'm like, okay, I think Reggie might be on to something here. You know, because this is also a little bit of politicking here. He's just going, look how great they are passing, rushing.
Yeah, but typically when they're politicking, they keep it pretty cut and dry. He started getting into the statistical profile of why the pass game is going to be rough.
It sounded like he was doing this just in case I lose.
Yeah, well, maybe.
That's also a good point.
Team right here.
That's politicking in an entirely different way.
But it speaks to what you said. Tell the people what you said, because I think there's a lot to it.
The Steelers, the last 8 weeks of the season, because sometimes full season metrics don't give you a good idea. Mm-hmm. What they did 10, 12, 14 weeks ago doesn't often give you as much of a picture. So in the last 8 weeks, the Steelers, 9th in rushing DVOA, 4th in rushing EPA, and 7th in rushing success rate.
That's good.
They are good at running the football. Yeah. Both Jaylen Warren and Kenny Gainwell have good, interesting things, and they do it in different ways. Mm-hmm. And so I was looking at some of their reps, some of the different ways they do it, outside zones. So, but they are a physical running team, mm-hmm. and especially if you have these kind of concerns about what the opposing defense, in this instance the Texans defense, is going to do to make it tough for you to throw the football,
yeah.
and he talks about how physical they play, why not meet fire with the physicality and be able to run the football, especially if you can be as effective as they have been over the last 2 months?
I think that's what they're going to do. I kept coming back to that. I'm like, you know, I didn't know those numbers. I didn't break it down to the last 8 games.
I'm a sick human being.
But that's why you're here. And so I started thinking, they're going to, you talk about, you know, mirror images of each other. They're going to run the ball on first down, second down, and if they can, on third down. They're going to run the ball.
That actually reminds me, because I was looking at a lot of stats, and yes, you're going to get a lot of those over the next few days. Deal with it. But the Steelers actually have a pretty heavy first down under center run profile. Mm-hmm. So you see them get under center, there is a high likelihood that they're running the football, and I imagine that might tick up, especially because of the likes of Daniil and Will in this game.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to happen. So as much as he's raving about, you know, hey, we got to be careful, they're going to rush the passer, he wants them to pin their ears back as much as they can. On these, you know, sort of in between downs, because he's going
to
run the ball.
And that's not to say that they won't throw the football,
well, sure.
right? Because I think it would be absurd to go, well, he said, I mean, they make it tough to take shots, so we're not going to take any shots. Mm-hmm. That'd be an absurd way of going, and he should be fired if that's the way that he operates in all reality.
Yeah.
But there's a good chance that they try and run the damn ball in this game.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm interested to see, because the Texans have been in a similar stretch, have been really good at stopping the run. This could be, you know.
But then it goes, we can talk for another 20 minutes if we had to about the interior of the defense.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a good thing that we have some more hours on this show. So you're listening in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I think that'll be something that'll be fun to return to, maybe even with Nick Faribault, who should be joining us at noon to talk about this team as he covers that team for PennLive.com. But coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Apparently, Mark Cuban has been funneling even more money into the Indiana football team for good reason, in a take all my money type of display. So question of the day, what's your take all my money expenditure? 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.